1977, the music of Bach was launched into outer space. When NASA launched the Voyager 1 space probe, on board they included a time capsule engraved on a golden record. If there were life out there somewhere, perhaps whoever found the golden record would discover that there once had been life here on Earth. On the golden record, they carefully engraved sounds of rain, animals, volcanoes, as well as pictures of humans and animals. And they also included music from all over the world. Can you guess what the first piece of music to be included was? Yes, you guessed it. Music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Was Bach always so famous? No, he was not always so famous. Even though he had 20 children and several tried to keep his music alive, for long periods of history, Bach was virtually unknown. You might say that Bach, or at least his music, died and came back to life three times. A mere 30 years after Bach's death, Mozart was living in Vienna. The director of the Imperial Library was a serious amateur musician, and on Sunday afternoons, he would invite professional musicians to come to his home to play chamber music. One Sunday afternoon, the librarian put a Bach manuscript up on the music stands. Mozart was astounded. The music was so unusual, so complex, so beautiful. Mozart had never seen anything like it. And before long, Mozart was borrowing the manuscripts